This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight.
The Health Ranger Report.
They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
When you hear people claiming that it's a free speech issue for NFL players to take a knee and protest America, protest the American flag, you should really laugh to yourself, because of course these same people, mostly leftists, who are supporting these player protests, they don't support free speech. And that's obvious if you simply think about what would happen if a football player during the national anthem pulled out a Confederate flag and began waving a Confederate flag around. Would that person's Confederate flag waving be celebrated as a free speech right? Of course not. It would be condemned. That person might be beat to a pulp by the mob, the left-wing lynch mob. So you see, as that little thought experiment demonstrates, the left doesn't believe in free speech at all. It only believes in limiting speech to those people with whom the political left already agrees. And that's not free speech, my friends. That's biased speech. That's censored speech. The only speech that's allowed, of course, in today's politically correct climate is speech that agrees with the left. And that speech has to be, you know, pro-LGBT. It has to be pro-transgender. It has to be pro-African-American victimization. It has to be pro-illegal immigrants, or as they say, undocumented immigrants. It has to be pro-gay marriage and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not saying that this is not about my positions on those issues. Like, for example, on marriage and so on, I'm libertarian. I don't care who you want to marry. It's up to you. But the point is that the speech is being controlled to make sure that no one is allowed to say things that contradict the narratives of the left. Now, this censorship of free speech also extends into the realm of science. And as you know, I'm a scientist. I run a lab. I'm a co-author of a couple different science papers that have been published. I am the owner of several science patents that have been granted, or two of them that have been granted so far by the U.S. Patent Office and so on. So I read a lot of science articles. And what I'm finding now is that the science is all being censored unless it agrees with the politically correct narrative. So, in fact, one recent story, there was a rather young scientist who wanted to do a study on sex change regret, which is when people have a sex change and then they wish they hadn't had a sex change. Now, you see, the idea that you should have a sex change is celebrated by today's left and the LGBT community. Yeah, everybody, go get surgery. You know, be physically changed. Take the castration chemicals, you know, destroy your male hormones, become a female, or the other way, whatever. And that's all celebrated. But when a person goes through that and then realizes, oh my God, I have a lot of scarring, I have a lot of pain in those areas, I don't feel as female as I used to feel, or whatever the case may be, when there's regret, that person, you know, suddenly that issue is not allowed to be talked about. Shh, you have to cover it up, because there's no free speech in science anymore. The same thing is true with climate change. And by the way, all these science journals then oppress any of these studies that don't agree with the left. So on climate change, you see this all the time. Any studies that talk about climate change, and there are thousands of them every year now, oh, climate change responsible for frogs growing six toes. You know, climate change causing more traffic accidents. Climate change increases stress of reproduction, causing higher rates of miscarriage. I mean, you name it. There are a dozen science papers a day that blame everything on climate change, by the way. I see those headlines every day. It's bizarre. You wouldn't believe the stuff. Oh, trees turning less green because of climate change, whatever. But if you have a science paper that opposes that narrative, like, oh, climate change isn't as bad as we thought, or there's a record level of sea ice in the Arctic this year, which, by the way, is true. That's from the Danish, I believe the Danish government has done a study on sea ice, and it's record levels. Well, guess what? Most science journals won't publish it because it doesn't agree with the left-wing narrative. So beyond football, we're talking about science. We're talking about academics, universities, and of course, governments. Everything that the left doesn't like is censored and memory-holed and obliterated from the public record. You can't even debate about free speech rights anymore in America without being shut down by cry bullies and snowflakes who say that they are defending free speech by murdering you. That is their twisted, deranged logic, that they are protecting free speech by shutting you down. In the same way these NFL protesters are saying, oh, they are all about unity. By protesting the national anthem, they claim they're about unity. And then when Trump criticizes them, they say, oh, Trump is being divisive. No, you morons, you are divisive for taking a knee. You made it a political issue. You are the ones being divisive. Unity would be recognize your national anthem. Stand for the national anthem. What, you don't love your country? If you don't love it, leave it. Instead of taking a knee, take a hike. Get out of the country. In any case, you see what I'm saying? So censorship is across the board on all these issues. Like, you wouldn't believe, even in the chemistry realm, we talk about agricultural chemicals. And the left agrees that agricultural chemicals are very damaging and cause cancer. They're worried about glyphosate, as they should be. And they're worried about all these chemicals and pesticides and so on. And they're worried about BPA, chemicals in plastics. They're worried about BPA causing cancer and everything. Until you say, oh, by the way, atrazine is a chemical castrator of males, and it tends to feminize males. And then the left goes, oh, no, though, that can't be. Because being gay is a choice or being transgender is a choice. There can't be chemicals involved. Which is, of course, insane. Because, you know, being gay is obviously a combination of your choice, your personal, the way you want to live, but also chemical influences. And that's how they change a male to a female when they go through a gender reassignment medical procedure. They use castration chemicals, by the way, to eliminate testosterone, male hormone patterns. They use chemicals to do it. So of course there are chemical castrators out there. Of course chemistry can change your hormones. When you change your hormones, you change a lot about your sex expression, and both physically and behaviorally and psychologically and so on. So of course chemicals have everything to do with the mass feminization that we're seeing. There's a 59% reduction in sperm viability since, I think, 1973. It's because mass chemical exposure is resulting in the mass feminization of men in Western societies. That's out of, I think, the University of Hebrew in Jerusalem, that study. And so, but the left doesn't want to hear that. So the left doesn't believe in free speech, and they don't believe in science, and they don't believe in chemistry. What do they believe in? Delusions. Flying unicorns. Wishes and hopes. I don't know. They believe that you can transform a male into a female just by waving a magic wand over their genitals and just wishing out loud, I guess. It's nonsense. So the left rejects reality. And that is becoming more and more apparent. You know, when you see these football players kneeling and saying, oh, they're all about unity and they love the flag. No, you're disrespecting the flag. You're disrespecting the national anthem. You hate America just like the left hates America. Stop living in your delusional dream world. Stop behaving like little children. Grow up, be an adult, and recognize cause and effect. Recognize the role of genetics in sex expression. Recognize the role of chemical exposure in also sex and gender expression, hormone levels, and so on. If you reject all of these things, you are living in a delusional dream world. This is about so much more than free speech. This is about whether or not you recognize reality. Because if you think that you can magically wish and turn yourself into some other being, then why don't you transform yourself into an elephant or a tiger? Why don't you just go through the whole zoo and just become every animal in the zoo just for fun? The reason is you can't, because cause and effect doesn't work that way. All your wishful thinking can't transform you into a giraffe. And if you think it can, there's something wrong with your head. You're probably a little bit sick. You're probably a little bit brain damaged, or at least propagandized by the left. And that's what the left does. It's all propaganda. It's all BS. It's all delusion and derision. That's what they're all about. And they don't believe in free speech. They just believe in their speech combined with intimidation and oppression of anybody who disagrees with them. And that's the truth that is politically incorrect to state, but it's obvious to everyone who still has a brain that functions. If you want to read more news that makes real sense, go to naturalnews.com. That's my website. I'm known as the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is where you can hear my podcast. And I am a scientist, and my lab is at cwclabs.com. It's ISO accredited. And we do pesticide analysis and heavy metals analysis, CBD analysis on food, supplements, water, environmental samples, and so on. And we do great science. And more and more, I'm living in a world where science is rejected and censored by the left because it doesn't fit their narratives. Just totally bizarre. In any case, thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.